We the people, is what our beloved Constitution is all about, including and especially the Bill of Rights. America is all about freedom, at least it should be. Freedom's clearly enumerated, divinely inspired, inalienable rights, and never to be taken away by mortal man, never. But they are, one by one. There is a sense of sabotage in the Democratic Party, in my opinion. How about you? It feels, in so many ways, anti-American, utterly ignoring the Constitution, except where it may favor their positions or their priorities. The so-called rule of law has been so watered down and compromised that the law really means nothing like it used to mean. The Democratic Party has been infiltrated by socialists, revolutionaries, and radicals of all stripes. Don't you agree with that? What they do, this party does, is implement the thinking and philosophy of men like Saul Alinsky and George Soros. Do you know them? You should, because they have unbelievable influence in America today. And even some of the thinking of the old communists like Stalin, Lenin, and Marx. They, the culprits, will of course deny that, but the proof of the pudding is in what they do and what they propose and what they would have in store if they come back to full power in 2020, God forbid. Many think it would be the end of America as we now know it. I personally agree. Do you? And so the Constitution asks that we the people form a more perfect union. The Constitution tells us to do that, to form it and then keep on forming it. A republic built on democratic principles. Keep it, build it, grow it. Chock full of checks and balances, as the Founding Fathers knew the fallacies of mankind. Boy, they could never imagine what was happening today. The Union, supposedly indivisible and with the liberty and justice for all, is anything but. Diversity rules. Tribalism is on the grow. And America, in so many ways, politically and culturally, is torn asunder. So much so that in reality, ne'er the twain shall meet. We are polar opposites in so many ways. Our representatives, House and Senate, so many of them are elected by machines, political machines. Candidates are proposed, backed, and financed by special interests, by moneyed interests in the lust for power. Candidates for the House of Representatives or the Senate come to office when elected beholden, owing, corrupted in so many ways by the powerful and the wealthy. They come not as independent representatives of we the people, but as obligors, debtors to the powerful and wealthy few. Some come with aggressive fringe interests and objectives, caring little about we the people, at least in the majority, and fight the minority fight to the point of frustration, without dialogue in many cases with each other, even in their own party, much less with the so-called loyal opposition. It is a sad political and cultural day for America. So many of our elected officials are corrupted, compromised, without individual voices, and in essence, forced to toe the party line. What they think, what they promise their constituents, what they know may be right for America seems to matter little or not. Pelosi, Schumer, and company rule the Democrats. Trump and McConnell rule the Republicans. Critical problems seem never to get solved, and vitally necessary legislation never seems to get passed. We the people suffer, seemingly without remorse or concern from either party. It is, again, a sad day politically and culturally for America, for we the people. We lose our republic, our democracy, slowly but surely, day by day. Once elected, there is virtually nothing we can do to get these politicians out of office. We are stuck with the likes of a Tlaib or Omar for 2 years. We are stuck with Schumer or a McConnell for 6 years. And we are stuck with a president for 4 years. Once elected, all of them do exactly as they want to do, and without remorse, and without consideration, and so many without ever really thinking about us. We are in so many ways ruled and not represented, and it never seems to change. There are candidates who run for office with goodwill, determination, and motivation, but as soon as they are elected, they become corrupted or silenced by the old pros, by those in the know, and all good intentions go out the window. That is especially so if they enjoy no media coverage, and so many of these newly elected representatives and senators have no media coverage. They are buried in anonymity in House or Senate without influence for a first term unless they toe the party line. Things that matter don't really change. But there are always those candidates who have had enough and come to elections with fresh promises and hope and goodwill and energy. They promise to make a difference, and they believe they can. They believe in a constitutional America where the rule of law prevails. They believe in traditional values, and they decry the political and cultural courses which America follows. Once again, in election 2020, these fresh, new candidates promise already to make a real difference. They ask us to vote for them and vote our establishment candidates, whether Republican or Democrat, out. One such candidate is Colonel Martha McSally, she from the great state of Arizona. She now serves in the Senate but faces election in 2020. She is a military hero, intelligent, strongly traditional, and conservative, the right kind of candidate which Arizona should reelect. It's good to know that there are candidates like that running. And then there's Senator Dan Sullivan from Alaska. He is also a colonel and a decorated veteran in the United States Marine Corps. He is now in the Senate doing his best for traditional America and to make America great again and put it first. And then there is Rick Mehta, running for Senate in 2020 from the great state of New Jersey. He runs against Cory Booker, good luck, the current radical Democratic senator from New Jersey, who is determined, in his words, to turn Cory Booker's seat in the Senate red in 2020. Oh, I would hope and pray that that would be the case. Go for it, Mr. Mehta. And then there is Mia Love, running for Congress as a strong conservative and a Republican from the state of Utah. Mia Love was the first black Republican congresswoman in United States history, and she seeks that very same seat in 2020. Mia Love is the kind of minority representative of which America can be proud. Don't these candidates sound good to you? Look them up, learn more about them, and support them where you can. And then there is Scott Perry, businessman, soldier, a strong military veteran, and a leader in Congress. He proudly states he is one of the strongest supporters of President Trump and the Trumpian policies in Congress. He stands up against representatives like Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, who openly and proudly states, Cortez does, to me, capitalism is irredeemable. And to me, I ask, does Cortez even know anything about capitalism? Few radical socialists are as anti-American as AOC, in my opinion. And then there is Brian Mast, retired from the United States Army, a proud American patriot who takes the stand, as he says, in the heavily Democrat composition of Ilhan Omar's Minnesota district. He wishes to defeat the anti-Semite Omar, and may it be so. And then there is Jania Butler, Republican candidate from the same district in which socialist AOC lives, and was elected. Butler is a minority, and a conservative, and a Republican, and she would be an excellent candidate and a proud member of Congress, if in fact elected. To me, my fellow Americans, it is so rewarding to see so many so-called diverse and minority candidates who are traditionalists, conservatives and Republicans running for office against the radical Democrat socialists. It's good to see. That's what real America is all about. This kind of response and uprising from minorities is precisely what our founding fathers had in mind as they constructed the Constitution. And the more of these fresh thinkers, devoted Americans, unspoiled and traditional Americans are elected, the more of them so, the better off our great country will be. And then there is yet another minority candidate from Oklahoma, one Miles Rahimi. Yet another conservative and traditionalist who would be a great Republican conservative member of the House of Representatives if he were elected. For me, it is always a blessing to see political candidates, good and right thinkers, coming from Arab descent, who believe in and love America. They are worthy of our vote. And then there is Dr. Manny Sethi. He is a candidate for U.S. Senate. As a son of immigrants, he comes to the election process right-thinking, honorable, and conservative, and determined to protect constitutional America and the policies of President Trump. Dr. Sethi, a renowned orthopedic trauma surgeon, boy, that's good stuff, from the great state of Tennessee, would be an excellent addition to the United States Senate and most worthy of our vote. Watch his progress. And then there is Devin Nunes, a dedicated conservative and Republican, chairman of the House Intelligence Committee in the former Congress, and ranking member of that committee today, who has served we the people well. This good American from California, California, is well worthy of our re-election. And then there is the brother of Vice President Mike Pence, one Greg Pence, running for Congress from the great state of Indiana. Like his brother, Greg Pence is an outstanding American, a traditionalist, a loyalist, and a patriot, and a most worthy candidate. And then there is Lacey Johnson. This good man, African-American, seeks support for his candidacy for Congress from the state of Minnesota. As he creatively states, to make sure, with his election, that Ilhan Omar's first term is her last. I like that. I want to make sure that Omar's first term is her last. Me too. Millions of right-thinking Americans feel the same way. And that Lacey Johnson would be an excellent representative of we the people. And then there is even another Republican candidate running against AOC, one John Cummings, a former member of the New York City Police Department and a proud conservative Republican. He, among others, would love to make the first term of AOC her last. And then there is Dr. Joe Prophet, candidate for the United States House of Representatives from the great state of Georgia. Joe Prophet was a great football player, including a former running back for the Atlanta Falcons professional football team. Dr. Prophet was a proud member of the organization Blacks for Reagan and Bush, and proudly identifies himself as a conservative and a Christian and a Trump supporter. We should hope and pray that Prophet is elected from Georgia's 7th District. Watch for that. And then there is Mike Garcia, U.S. Naval Academy graduate, highly decorated naval fighter pilot, and successful businessman, another minority candidate, right-thinking, concerned American, and running against AOC, one good man worthy of election. And then there is Omar Navarro, candidate for Congress from the state of California, running against, are you ready for this, Mad Maxine Waters. Does anybody really have a chance to unseat that woman? Most give him no chance, but if anybody can beat Waters, perhaps this good man can. And there are so many more good, strong, right-thinking, traditional, conservative Americans who care deeply for our country as it was founded and as it is, and if elected, they will be active in all the political processes to keep America great and continue to make America great. All these candidates are Republican. They are all conservative. They are all worthy. All are either minority, which is good, or completely diverse and unknown. And they are determined to make a difference in the states where we, the Crawford Broadcasting Company, serve. The great state of Michigan, the great state of California, the great state of New York, and the great state of Alabama and Illinois and Indiana and Colorado. All of us who care about America, the real America, and are determined to preserve it and our way of life should know the candidates and be ready, willing, and able to vote for new, fresh, diverse, and minority candidates who would be great in the fight to keep America great and make it even more so. Pay attention to them and support them where you can. And that is so because of the radical posturing and beliefs cultivated by the once great Democratic Party. This party rises up against Christianity. Why? And churches. Why? And religious schools. They talk openly about ending tax-exempt status for these religious institutions. And in the words of Beto O'Rourke, all such institutions should be punished. Punished, says O'Rourke, as a result of their beliefs. And, quote, they should lose their tax-exempt status, end quote. Huh. Boy, I'm sure glad that guy is not going to be running for president. We cannot let that happen. And the candidates mentioned in this commentary will not. The great playwright William Shakespeare wrote the following. All the world's a stage, and all the men and women merely players. They have their exits, and they have their entrances. And they do. And these amazing and hopeful candidates, minority and diverse, wish so very much to make their entrance for the good of America and to usher in the exits of radical opposing candidates or those radical who now occupy office. I, for one, pray these new and exciting elections of right-thinking candidates, especially those who are minority and deeply caring and appreciative, I hope those elections occur in the great year 2020. You can help make that happen. So pay attention to them, my fellow Americans, and all like them. Pray for them. Pay for them. That is, contribute where you can. Support them. Promote them. And encourage them in their election campaigns. America needs men and women like these now more than ever.